You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2017, week 197 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
I don't know where I was going with that week number. I'll say 160, 70, 97. Since it's Thursday, it's time to crown a new America sweetheart, where I say stuff and then Mike has to guess who the person is.
I will try.
Are you ready for this?
Give me a guess. Where were they born?
Okay, you want to know?
Yes. What city? I will get it right off of that. Unless it's not easily accessible information.
This person was born in Greyshot, Hampshire, England.
Ah, there you go. That'll help.
Who is it?
Can't run for president.
No. You said you'd guess right off the bat.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Let's see. This person moved to Nigeria when he was 2 weeks old.
Whoa.
Where his father had taken on a teaching position and lived there until the age 4.
Wow. Fascinating. Wow. I did not know that.
No.
I mean, I don't know that about anyone, so I'm assuming I don't know that about this person.
Although he usually gets along quite well with other actors, he had a well-publicized verbal feud with Rupert Everett, although the source of this tension is not known.
Go on.
This is tough. A lot of these are not interesting. I chose the person.
Because the person then looked at the facts.
This person resided in the United States for a year when he was 12.
Huh. World traveler, this person. Yeah, this person
lived everywhere, man. Mm. This person speaks Italian fluently, has English along with some Scottish and Ulster Scots, which is Northern Irish ancestry.
I'm going to go with Mark Strong?
No.
Just going to match British people we talked about earlier.
That is where you fall in my trap.
I know. Friend. You tricked me.
Yeah.
Talked about a lot of British people today.
Yeah, exactly. Where was I? That one that was somewhat interesting. His sister is a vocal coach.
Hmm.
Which is interesting. Hmm. Oh my God, where did I saw one? Okay. Became a father for the first time at the age of 30 when his now ex gave birth to their son on September 20th of a certain year, which I will not say.
Michael Caine.
No. Okay. This is the one that's going to give it away, okay?
All right.
Was originally cast as the voice of Paddington Bear in Paddington, but was replaced by Ben Whishaw during post-production of the film. According to director Paul King, his decision was done since it slowly just became clear that Paddington does not have the voice of a very handsome older man who has the most beautiful voice on the planet.
Oh. No. This one. I don't have it. Didn't give it away.
But you know, you can.
I should know. We talked about this.
We talked about that like because it was so confusing, because it was like last minute.
Yeah, it was really weird. Oh, man. British guy, though. Mm.
This person has played King George the Fourth or the Sixth, but his younger brother has previously played the king's great-grandfather, Prince Albert, the husband of Queen Victoria in Victoria and Albert.
Man, I'm just blanking on all British people right now.
When he was first offered the role of Darcy, his brother incredulously remarked, "Darcy? But isn't he supposed to be sexy?" He played a Mr. Darcy on four occasions: Pride and Prejudice, Bridget Jones's Diary, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason, and Bridget Jones's Baby.
Is this, what's his face? what's his name?
On the DVD audio commentary for Love Actually,
yeah, what's his
Hugh
name?
Grant continuously
there,
mocks.
Hugh Grant, there you go.
No, it's not him.
Oh, it's not?
Continuously oh, mocks.
Is the, it?
the looks, age, acting abilities, and alleged vanity of this person, his sometimes on screen rival, eventually encouraging his fellow commentators, writer director Richard Curtis, and co stars Bill Nighy and Thomas Brody Sangster to join in on the mocking. This person appears to have taken those comments in good nature and said that he and Grant seems to have a Bette Davis, Joan Crawford kind of relationship.
I'm blanking on names. Who's in that movie?
He's the one person we didn't talk about in a movie today.
What's his name? Oh, man. I know who he is now, but I can't.
What movie is he in?
He's in The Kingsman.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
He's a...
If I just give you his, like, first... Should I give you his initials or something?
Ah, yeah.
CF?
Colin Firth.
Yeah, there we go.
Man. Oh, man. Yeah, I was blanking on his name, but I didn't get it till just...
Yeah.
Till the...
Paddington? Did Paddington give it to you?
No, Paddington didn't get it to me.
Because I remember he was Paddington until,
I do remember
like,
that.
They even released like trailers with his voice as Paddington, which is weird.
Yeah, that's so bizarre. It's like I remember that, and then the Ninja Turtle voice thing, where they're like,
they
were going to give it to the actors.
Yeah, like real actors.
Like in the suits, I think, or something.
And I think it was it that, or, maybe or was it the opposite?
Oh, no, they were going to give it to voice actors, maybe. But then they gave it to famous people.
Yeah.
They gave it to like...
Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub and man, why am I blanking on names? It's guy from Jackass.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's one of the voices, I think.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Colin Firth, man.
Colin Firth. He's gonna be a tough one to
age.
Nail down. Cause he looks really good for his age.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his age is. But I have to assume he's older than I would think.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 62.
You are close, but no cigar. Mm-hmm. He is 56.
Oh, I'm way off. Yeah, see, I went really old because I thought he looked really good.
Oh, the reason
he does look really good at 56.
The reason I mentioned his sister was a speech therapist is because he played King George VI in the King's Speech.
Ah, I never saw the King's Speech.
He has the whole thing is a King has a stutter and he needs a speech therapist.
Okay, there you go. Didn't know what that movie's about. Now I know.
Yeah.
Does he give a good, is a spoiler, and does he give a good speech?
I think
speech?
He gives a very famous speech that he doesn't stutter during.
Oh.
Because he works with,
and people are like, therapist. Why isn't he stuttering? Is that...
Well, no one knew he had a stutter.
Ooh.
But he's the king, so like they didn't want, well, people like the general
like
public didn't
him.
Know him. Yeah, people around him knew he had a stutter.
Yes.
And I think it was like one of the first speeches ever given on like over the radio or something like that.
Mm.
So very important.
They still had a king when the radio. Like, is this a king where he had power? What king was he
so.
A country of?
England?
Why was he giving a speech?
Probably still had power. I think would
need to read about this movie.
King George
this concept.
royalty.
That's not the evil King George, right? I mean, there's a radio, so obviously not.
Yeah, probably not. Could you imagine there being a radio and he's just like killing wives left and right for not producing a son? Yeah. How tall is Colin Firth?
Go 5'10". Me? Yeah, close?
No. Darn it. You gotta go opposite.
10'5".
No. Yeah, 10'5". 6'2". When I say opposite, I mean like not.
I know.
Because you're 5'10". And I'd like to think that I'm like.
Oh, well, I'm 5'8".
5'8", yeah, so.
Man, opposite 6'2"? Of my height.
Yeah, he's 6'2".
How tall is Taron Egerton? Because I just thought they were similar heights, but I thought he was shorter. So he must be taller. He must be like 6 foot. Or am I very...
He's 5'10".
Okay, he's 5'10".
You got mixed up.
I got him mixed up.
That's what it was.
See, I thought he was shorter. That's why I was comparing those two heights.
Yeah.
That was not correct. Man, that's one guy I don't know anything about. Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. That was the only person I could think of. I was like, well, we talked about the Kingsman and we didn't talk about Colin Firth. Like,
yes. But he's a cool dude.
Yeah. Been a lot of...
He's doing the Red Nose Day Love Actually thing, right?
Yeah,
I think everyone's coming back except...
Or did it already happen?
Did it already happen? I don't know.
No.
I don't know when Red Nose Day is.
It's
a big thing.
It's a big thing. It's becoming a bigger thing in the United States.
Yeah.
Somehow. And I'm like, we're just trying to copy the British. Like,
yeah. I'm like, I don't know what it is still.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like I think it's for some sort of charity.
Yeah. But is it a specific day every year? Is it after a specific day?
No, it's a specific day every year.
Okay. Because like Boxing Day is like the day after Christmas or something, right?
Yeah. But that's just the day you give your, like, the help presents.
Oh, okay.
Like you just box up gifts.
It's they just have weird days for names of holidays that I don't know exist. Does America have anything like that?
What? Boxing Day? Like, it's called Christmas.
I know, but do they have any days?
Like Friday, March 24th is Red Nose Day.
Okay. It's always the 24th?
Ever? Yeah.
Okay.
It's for, it's May 25th in the United States.
Oh, we do have it. If it's a different day, why not just make it a worldwide thing? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because it's clearly not caught on here.
I think last year was the first year we did it.
Yeah, I didn't even...
But it's been around since the 1980s in England.
Oh, I would have thought longer because the way... They talk about it.
Like, dude, in 2015, they raised over 99 million pounds.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. And they have like songs and comic books and stuff like that. It's crazy. Oh, wow. In 2001, J.K. Rowling wrote 2 books for Comic Relief, which is a charity. Based on her famous Harry Potter series entitled Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them and Quidditch Through the Ages.
Huh.
So she wrote those 2 books for charity release for this charity.
Wow.
You think they get any of that money for the movie?
No. No. Well, she's not a billionaire anymore, right? Because she gave her money away.
Yeah, I think she gave a lot of money away. And then, like, they sell, like, noses in bags.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's, like, different noses you can get.
Is that, like, clowns? Red
noses? Yeah, for clowns.
Okay.
To provide comic relief for sick kids.
Got it. Was Patch Adams based off Red Nose?
I don't think so, because Patch Adams was an American.
I know, but he was a clownish type character.
Yeah, he was a clown doc.
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing that? Like, if I did that, like, just, let's say I went to a doctor, like, med school.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I pass and everything, become a doctor, get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to start wearing a red nose, like, working with kids.
Yeah, because you imagine he's got to have suppressed that up until that point, because they're not going to let you, like, train to be a doctor by doing it like that, right? You're not going to be able to go through medical school doing the red nose thing.
He's still alive?
Who?
Patch Adams in real life.
Oh, it's a real thing?
Yeah.
I had no idea it was based on real thing.
Oh, his girlfriend or something was killed, right, by a patient.
I had no idea. It's based on real things. Have you seen that movie? So I have not seen that movie either.
Oh, never mind.
I just know that Robin Williams was him. He made
or is like nurse or something got killed. Sorry.
Is that a? It must be a sad.
Oh, movie. In the movie, it was a woman, but in real life, it was a man.
It's not a comedy, then.
It is a comedy. It's a comedy, and then like a serious comedy.
Okay, it's like a
sitcom kind of like.
Like what's that the movie? One. There's a movie where Jack.
Semi biographical like, comedy drama film. Despite being poorly received by critics and Dr. Adams himself,
really?
The film was a box office success, growing over twice its budget in the United States alone. I love that movie.
I had no idea that was, it was critics didn't like it. Wow. And the guy himself didn't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Could still be a good movie despite those people. Negative.
During a speech in 2010 at the Mayo Clinic, Patch Adams said, "The film promised to build our hospital. None of the profits from the film ever came to us, and so basically 40 years into this work, we're still trying to build our hospital."
Ah, that has nothing to do with the movie. It's just,
furthermore, the money. Patch Adams stated, "Robin Williams made $21 million for 4 months pretending to be me, in a very simplistic version, and did not give me $10 to my free hospital. Patch Adams, the person, would have. If I had Robin's money, given all $21 million to a free hospital in a country where 80 million people cannot get care." That he did not hate, but however, in another interview, he did clarify that he did not hate Williams, and Williams actively supported St. Jude's Children's Hospital research for several years. After Williams' death in 2014, Patch Adams said, "The terrible news of the passing of Robin Williams reached me here in the Peruvian Amazon late Monday night with tremendous sadness. Surrounded by over 100 friends and clowns on our annual clown trip, we mourned this tragic loss and continued to treasure his comic genius. Robin Williams was a wonderful, kind, and generous man. One important thing I remember about his personality is that he was unassuming. He never acted as if he was powerful or famous. Instead, he was always tender and welcoming, willing to help others with a smile or a joke. Robin was a brilliant comedian, there's no doubt. He was a compassionate, caring human being. While watching him work on the set of the film based on my life, Patch Adams, I saw that whenever there was a stressful moment, Robin would tap into his improvisation style to lighten the mood of cast and crew. Also, I would like to point out Robin would be especially kind toward my children when they would visit set. Contrary to how many people may view him, he actually seemed to me to be an introvert. When he invited me and my family into his home, he valued peace and quiet, a chance to breathe, a chance to get away from the fame and that his talent had brought him. While early in life, he turned to drug use and alcohol to escape, he replaced the addiction with moments of solitude to help him cope with the stress that fame brought. This world is not kind to people who become famous, and the fame he garnered was a nightmare. While saddens we are left with the consequences of his death, I'm enormously grateful for his wonderful performance of my early life, which has allowed the Gesundheit Institute to continue and expand our work. We extend our blessings to his family and friends in this moment of sadness. Thank you all for all you've given the world, Robin. Thank you, my friend." Wow, that's weird.
Whoa.
That was dark.
Yeah. That was a long statement.
That was a very long statement for a guy who's like, "He made $21 million and he didn't give my charity a penny. If I was him, I would give it all." I was like, what a weird statement to make.
Well, I gotta imagine he got paid as a consultant for the movie. He was on set.
And it's based on his book. Like, you have to pay.
Yeah. So, I don't blame Robin Williams. I don't buy that whole story.
That's what he looks like in real life.
Oh, he does look like a comic clown. Person. So he's still doing that stuff now?
Yeah. How old do you think Patch Adams is in real life?
He's got to be old, right? Like 72?
Very close, 71. He turns 72 on May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
There you go.
Yeah. But he's also a holistic doctor, which is something I do not believe in.
Oh,
this week in movies now. Let's talk about some movies that are coming out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Chips, Life, and Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. Let's talk about Chips first.
Yes.
Dax Shepard, Michael Pena,
Vincent D'Onofrio looked like Vincent D'Onofrio.
Kristen Bell. I don't even know what to call this. Like an adaptation of the series.
TV show. Yeah.
Where there's like, apparently there's corruption inside Chips.
I'm not sure how comedic was the, was it comedic?
Yeah, it was pretty comedic. Okay. Oh, in the original show?
I've never seen the original show. Oh, I have no idea. This show is definitely comedic.
This movie, yeah.
The movie, yeah.
I think it's written and directed by Dax Shepard as well.
Yes.
That's weird.
Yes.
Because I do not think, I'm not aware of how strong of a writer he is.
We'll find out.
Because when I think of Dax Shepard, when I think of comedy.
Well, I always think of Punked when I think of Dax Shepard.
I always think of Without a Paddle.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. I mean, like, Jordan Peele, that was his first directing job, right?
Yeah, and he's like the first African-American director to make over $100 million opening weekend or something.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to me.
I'm surprised they haven't. There's not been one African, like
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't make that much. I guess.
Is $100 million a lot for an opening weekend?
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially on like a movie, like a horror movie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait,
it's not opening weekend. That's Lifetime.
That's crazy to me.
No, that can't be.
That can't be right.
Because Creed, you're telling me Creed didn't make $100 million?
Maybe, oh no, I think written and directed by a black person.
Was Creed not written and directed by Ryan Coogler?
Let's see. It was, I think.
Maybe it didn't make as much money as I thought. But that's surprising. I assume it's domestic?
Creed made $173.6 million.
But what's domestic?
A screenplay was written by Ryan Coogler and someone else. Does that have anything to do with it?
No. Let's see. Yeah, 109 domestic, Creed. Let's see, Get Out.
Okay.
Let's see exactly what they're saying.
The fastest Blumhouse production film to gross $100 million, plus Peele became the first black writer-director to debut with a $100 million movie.
Debut.
Yeah. So it is opening weekend, right?
No, debut, meaning first-time director.
Oh.
That's his first movie.
Yeah.
So Ryan Coogler had previous movies.
Yeah.
So it's not a first-time director. So, okay.
Okay.
That's more understandable, because how many directors ever debut with a $100 million?
That's unbelievable. Like,
that's got to be a small list, because I assume most people start out small.
Spielberg?
I mean, some people, I'm sure. Yeah, Jaws, right? Yeah. But I guess some people, nowadays, they like hand big movies to people.
To nobodies, though?
Not like, nobodies, but like, I guess not usually like Jordan Peele, but like, you're still a first
and
time
writer director. It's writer director too.
Yeah, that's a smaller sample. I'd be interested to see how long that list is. Writer director / director, $100 million.
Because Jaws wasn't the first movie directed by Steven Spielberg. He directed the movie the year before, called The Sugarland Express.
Oh. It's got to be a pretty small list. That I just find it weird that you point out a category like that where it's just so specified that it seems weird. Like, oh, it's the first black guy to do that. Well, like, how many people have done it at all?
Yeah, like, I feel like that list. I saw this other thing that was like, Delta Airlines' new pilot is like the first African American woman pilot or something like that. And I was like, what? Like, how has there never been an African American woman to fly for an airline?
Yeah.
But it was the first African American woman pilot for Delta Airlines.
Okay.
Ever was hired.
I feel like that just makes Delta look bad.
That's kind of Delta look bad. I don't know, right?
It's like, whoa. It's
but then they were one of the first flights. They had one of the first flights that was where the pilot and the co-pilot were African American women.
Hmm.
Ever.
Wait. So they did those thing like back to back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, we're the last on this, but yeah. Not the last, because they're just saying they're not comparing it to
like people. The first one was like 1927, like the first African-American woman pilot for an airline.
Yeah. That's crazy that long ago.
Yeah.
It's like airlines first existed.
I was like, my mom's like, were black people even allowed on planes at that time?
I know that.
Which is like, that's an honest question.
It really seems surprising that it's that far back then.
Yeah. It's surprising that like any airline would give them a chance.
That's what I find weird. Like looking at the timeline, it's like things were so different in different parts of the country at different times that I'm like, that's weird that they're, but the country's so big that it's like, it makes sense, but it's also like, that's weird.
That, well, like, it's like weird.
Some people are like,
I saw one thing that was like, it's weird to think that like on one coast of the United States, like you can pretty much buy weed legally.
Yeah.
And on the other side, like even if you have like a tiny little bit amount, you'll get arrested and go to like jail.
That's a good point. It's even states next to each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's true.
Luckily, we've like built a pretty good buffer where like it's like us, Nevada, Washington,
well, Oregon. Arizona's right there,
though. Arizona's right there, though. But then we have like Colorado, like Utah.
We can. Yeah, we're pretty in our big bubble of the West Coast.
Smoke-filled bubble. So, Chips, Life with Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, and a bunch of people.
In space!
Yeah. AKA Venom. Prequel.
So that's the crazy weird rumor that
there's no,
no way it'd be true because it would have leaked out and it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, so it's like they find,
I assume they're in space the whole time.
No, but they're like crashing towards Earth.
Yeah, they're like on their way back from Mars, I think.
Yeah, and then like this life mutates and they're like is taking
it
over.
It killed life on Mars. Like it tells you a lot of the story of the trailer.
Yeah,
it's like this, like you Mars,
we find out it's like a horror. Is this like a, would you watch this movie? It seems kind of scary.
It does seem scary. I don't know if it's a horror movie.
Not like a traditional horror movie.
It's like I assume they call it a thriller.
Yeah, like a space
it's
thriller.
It's like an alien.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how, like it seems on that scary, the same level as Alien, how those are going to be the same amount of scary is what I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'd watch this movie.
But this is mostly like human against human. That's the thing with a lot of these alien movies.
Yeah. True.
It's can't trust you.
Yeah. Because apparently can like invade their body and stuff.
Yeah, so they're not sure.
Yeah, like the symbiote.
Yeah. It's all coming together. And then Power Rangers, which is also has to do with space.
They don't go to space, do they?
No, but the stuff comes from space.
Yeah. True.
Which is weird.
I think so. Does it? Well, Rio lives on the moon. I don't know about in this iteration, though.
So, which one of these would you watch? Or which ones would you pass?
Probably I'm so Life behind. The most.
And then
Life
Power
Chips.
Rangers.
Probably Chips, actually. I don't.
It looked funny, but it looked stupid.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
It was like stupid humor.
Yeah. But I think it could be funny. I don't know.
I think if they
don't think that Power Rangers movie, I want it to be good. I hope it's good.
I wish I don't instead think of it's Chips, gonna be good. Whoever made Chips, I wish they put that money towards the Super Troopers too.
Yeah. True.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Power Rangers, I don't know how much nostalgia stuff, because they...
It doesn't look like it's meant for nostalgia.
I know. That's the problem. Like, I feel like it's like a reinvention, and there won't be enough references to what I want.
Yep.
But they do put that song, kind of... I want them to play the original theme song. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be.
It's not going to happen.
It does. It's not enough. Like, I like what they're going for, kind of, but I don't know. I don't have a good feeling.
Yeah. On Netflix today, How to Get Away with Murder Season 3 and Welcome to New York. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye. We'll be right back.